Metro Radio's £1 million of work for the North East.
So it's week two of our big campaign to get the North East back into work. We're still featuring jobs every hour, but this week we're also focusing on entrepreneurs. So I've been down to my local butcher.
Hello.
Hiya.
You right?
Good, thanks.
Charlotte's Butchery in Gosforth is just a week old. The shop's owned and run by 24-year-old local lass Charlotte Harbottle. It had been a butcher there before that, but the man who owned it retired. Charlotte bought it from him and restarted.
Tell me a bit about, you know, your background and how you got into this.
Well, I was doing my degree in theology and religious studies at York. I really was kind of running out of money. So I got a part-time job in a butcher's just as a counter assistant. And then from there, I just fell in love with it.
Starting, you know, your own shop here, how easy, difficult was that?
Kind of a mixture of the two, really. I mean, I was very lucky because I've obviously got a skill and this is a particular sort of shop and it's always been a butcher's and I'm more than happy to carry on with that tradition. But it is very difficult to start a business. You've got to look at loads of areas, marketing, funding, product, you know, I mean, because we've just moved back from London, so it's been even more hectic than we thought it was going
to
be.
And hectic isn't an understatement. When I went to see Charlotte, she had a constant stream of customers for about 45 minutes until she was free to chat.
What can I do for you?
I'm going to have a pound of your mince first.
Yeah.
Can I have the pork meat?
You can,
please.
I've got more than those as well.
It's for sausage Friday.
What advice would you give to people who are thinking of starting their own business, thinking of doing something, they've got an idea, but they just don't know quite how to go and do it?
My advice would be, there's a government funded initiative called Startup Loans. They're very, very good. I've sourced various forms of funding and I've been given certain grants and things. My advice would be to just look at all your options, because there will always be an answer. So if you do have an idea, go for it and just don't give up on it, because at the end of the day there will always be an answer, and if you just really follow it, then things will fall into place eventually. It's probably not for the faint-hearted. You've just got to be 100% behind your product. You have to just put your all into it. You have to know exactly what you're doing. Don't be afraid to be honest either. If you don't know something or you don't have something, just be honest about it and just be genuine to your product.
I'll let you say the gentleman.
Thanks.
Hi, do you have any haggis?
I do.
Great.
What sort of size are you after?
And listen out for more entrepreneurial advice through the week as Metro's £1 million of work continues.